Todd Stapleton with News Center. Looking ahead to weather for tonight, we're going to see mostly clear skies tonight with a low of 21. We'll be in the mid-30s then on Thursday before seeing temperatures dip down into the single digits on Thursday night and a high of just 12 on Friday. The frigid cold will stay with us throughout the upcoming weekend. Well, there has been a lot of talk about the potential for measurable snowfall this weekend. As of now, it looks as if the heaviest of that snow would be to our south of the area this weekend, but that forecast could still change. Parts of far southern Illinois and southeast Missouri have been placed under either winter storm watches or winter weather advisories in anticipation of snow this weekend. Our forecast from the National Weather Service in St. Louis for Saturday calls for a 50% chance of snow in the afternoon with a high of just 13, then a 50% chance of snow on Saturday night with a low of 7. No amounts being forecast yet at this time by the National Weather Service. AccuWeather.com shows Saturday with a high of 15, then some snow, but little to no accumulation. Then snow on Sunday with a high of 18 and 1 to 3 inches of snow for our area. As of this time, the forecast looks to place the heaviest snowfall well to our south. They do warn the track of the storm could change over the next few days. A concept that has been successful in Litchfield will be coming to Vandalia later on this year. Speaking during Monday's Vandalia City Council meeting, downtown Vandalia business owner Shane Bowen presented the plan of bringing a picker's market to Vandalia. The similar market has been a success in Litchfield over the past several years. Bowen gives some more details on his plan.
So we're planning on going 8 to 2. That's what Litchfield does. I know Farmer's Market ends at noon, but Amber's wanting to move that to 5th Street anyway. So basically we'd have a T of activity right here outside City Hall. Hopefully that will work out great. I would ask that to block off the street. In that area I was talking about, start or have it closed off by 5 a.m. And then have the vendors start setting up before 6. We're going to use the parking spaces along Gallatin as the booth spaces. And I know it's going to take them a couple hours to set up. They're just going to have so much stuff.
As he stated, they'll be tying it in with the farmer's market on the second Saturday on May through October. Bowen says that Litchfield holds their picker's market on the second Sunday, so this should allow a good tie-in for the two communities' events. An earthquake early Tuesday morning was felt throughout the area and even over 100 miles away. United States Geological Survey reports the earthquake hit on Tuesday morning at 1:27 a.m., about 6 miles from Nokomis. The depth of the quake was measured at more than 5 miles. Individuals from throughout the area reported feeling the early morning quake, and it was reported the furthest away to feel the earthquake was in Hamilton, Illinois, about 130 miles away. No damage has been reported at this time. Republican candidates for governor discussed issues facing Illinois at a forum northwest of Chicago on Monday. All four GOP candidates gathered at Gat Guns in East Dundee. DuPage County Sheriff Jeff Mendrick says that crime is out of control.
That's because of the Safety Act, which I vow to get rid of. The day one, Safety Act is gone. Executive order, we're violating federal law. It should not be allowed. It's causing us to spin.
Former Wire Points President Ted Grabowski said that he would be the most prepared to start as governor on day one.
I don't need to figure out what's going on because I've been doing it for the last 15 years. Two, I know that other groups are talking about doing Doge. I've been doing Doge for 15 years.
Grabowski, Mendrick, Darren Bailey, and Rick Heidner all agreed on the importance of protecting Second Amendment rights in Illinois. Illinois Supreme Court is considering whether Amazon must compensate warehouse workers for time spent waiting in line and completing mandatory COVID-19 screenings during the pandemic, a case that could have broad implications for wage and hour law in the state. The lawsuit filed by former Amazon employees Gail Miller Anderson and Lisa Johnson claimed the company required unpaid COVID screenings before shifts. Amazon argued that Illinois law follows federal laws that allow some pre-shift time to go unpaid. The case enters on whether Illinois' minimum wage law offers broader worker protections than federal law. Plaintiffs Miller Anderson and Johnson are represented by attorney Donnie Fody.
And the Fair Labor Standards Act, generally speaking, is the law that applies to all.
Foti explained that federal law sets minimum wage and overtime requirements, but Congress later carved out exceptions that limit what counts as paid work.
Not all work is compensable.
Under federal law, only an employee's principal activity or tasks that are integral and indispensable to it must be paid, meaning some pre-shift or post-shift activities are not commensable, according to Foti. But Foti says Illinois law is different. Illinois Department of Revenue will begin accepting 2025 state tax returns on January 26. That's the same date that the IRS will begin accepting federal individual income tax returns. The measure to file Illinois returns is April 15th for the deadline. IDOR encourages taxpayers to file their returns electronically and choose direct deposit to receive refunds as quickly and securely as possible. State of Illinois calling on Congress and the Trump administration to require year-round sales of E15 fuel. Governor Pritzker sent a letter to congressional leadership in November urging nationwide year-round E15. The governor said agriculture is the number one industry in Illinois and the state farmers have the potential to fuel the world. He added that E15 enhances the nation's energy supply, helps the economy, and supports a cleaner environment all at once. Illinois, the second largest producer of corn in the nation, and year-round requirements for E15 could increase demand for corn by 2 billion bushels a year.